the last chapter and maybe even the last part of the chapter that the whole thing fits together. Well, today's feast plays that role in our celebration of the Christmas season. It is today's feast that is meant to bring the various strands of that Christmas celebration together. And the words that do that are the words spoken from heaven as Jesus has been baptized. You are my Son, the Beloved. My favor rests on you. This is the third time during the Christmas celebration that those words are spoken from heaven. The first time is at the very beginning of the story of the Annunciation. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a young woman engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and her name was Mary. And when the angel came to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Mary was deeply troubled by this, and she wondered what this announcement could mean. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." The second time that message is given from heaven is on the night of the birth of the Savior. As those shepherds were in the field watching their flock, we're told that an angel of the Lord appeared to him and to them and announced great tidings of joy to you and to all the world. For this day there is born in Bethlehem, the city of David, Christ the Savior. And then we're told that the heavenly host joined the angels and sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace upon earth on those on whom God's favor rests." The favor of God is what ties the whole season together. The imparting of the favor of God is an inaugural moment in a person's mission to proclaim the kingdom by word and deed. The Annunciation of Mary is an event, and it is the beginning of a process. It was not only in that event that she became the model of faith. It was in the daily living of her life and in the challenges that she faced and those moments in which she gave witness to the graciousness and the presence of God that make her the model of faith. She was the one who accompanied her son through his public life. She stood beneath the cross and witnessed his execution. She held his lifeless body in her arms as she brought him to burial. She received the good news of the resurrection. And she sat in the midst of that community of 120 as they awaited the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And she, along with them, went into the streets and proclaimed the good news. The inaugural moment, though, was the moment in Nazareth. And the process flowed from that. The shepherds, once they had heard the announcement, we are told they went in haste to Bethlehem. And there they found Mary and Joseph and the child in the manger. And they reported to everyone they saw the things that had been told to them about this child. And that afterward they went back and they proclaimed God's glory to all they saw. The inaugural moment led to a life of proclaiming the glory of God. In the moment of baptism is the inaugural moment of Jesus' mission. He comes away from the Jordan River and he goes about in word and deed proclaiming the presence and the power of God. All of the events of the Christmas season are meant to draw people, you and me, into that role and mission of those who announce the good news of God. And for you and for me, that begins in the moment of baptism. Baptism is an event, and it is also the beginning of a process. It's like birth. Birth is the moment in which you and I had developed enough that we could live independently, that we could live outside of having a nurturing and a nourishing support system, when we could live autonomously. That's what the moment of birth is. It's the moment of the expulsion of a live, autonomous being. But that's just the event which begins the process. The living as a live, autonomous, growing human being is not that moment, but is the process of life. In one sense, every day we are being more born into being a full human being. In the moment of our baptism, the favor of God is poured upon us as an event and as the beginning of a process. Day by day, month by month, year by year, decade by decade, we are called to grow more deeply in that baptism. We are to be more baptized in that we are more conformed to the image of Christ and to his role as the one who proclaims the presence and the love of God. It is a legitimate question to ask, am I more baptized today than I was a year ago? Do I live more deeply in the mystery of Christ today than I did a year ago? And the whole purpose of our gathering at the table of the Lord, the whole purpose of our celebrating Sunday after Sunday the mystery of Christ, is that we might be drawn more deeply, conformed more richly, steeped in more strongly that very mystery and identity into which we were baptized. There is no doubt about it. The most significant event in any of our lives as believing people was the moment of our baptism. For that has been and is the inaugural moment of the Spirit of God poured upon us, and you and I sharing in the favor of God. Well, that's what the church wants this feast to be about, so that as we conclude the Christmas celebration, as we conclude the Christmas season, we see this Christmas season as inauguration, as a beginning, as the initiation of a process by which you and I come to a full appreciation of who we are as those who have received the favor of God. It's in that spirit and with that faith that you and I are called to the table today.